All right, let's go. Let's take the Mishnah. Let's take the Mishnah Laman Ches. All right, Asher, go take the Mishnah. Well, that's all we need to know. Okay, so this is like the most famous Mishnah in Benachos, which is that. Now, this is just an introduction to help us out, all right? We're not going to get into the issue of the relationship with Tchelas and Lavan, meaning that we're not going to get into the whole particular of, if we don't have Tchelas today, I'm putting aside the recent scientific, so to speak, discovery of Tchelas and that whole controversy. So we'll touch on that at the end, like in like 2 weeks. But for now, I don't care about the relationship. It's just we need to understand this machlokes to understand the issue of Garduman. So the Mishnah says... That what does Mishnah say? That one's not ma'akev the other. What does that imply halachically? Don't cheat yet. Before we see the Gemara. Right, okay, let's make it, Yoshua, make it simple. No, I don't know if it's two different mitzvahs, but just say I could wear one without the other. That's all you have to say. I won't go further than that point, okay? Now let's take up the Gemara. What? Really? Take a look at the Gemara. Let's see about that.
So from Uritimato, Rebbe says that they are ma'ake of each other, which is not what the Mishnah says.
Right. Well, so on. So what does he... So he darshens out from the pasuk urisem aso. What does urisem aso mean? Please, we say it multiple times a day. See them. Now, okay, let's be very careful. Let's not get into philosophy. But we know that one of the functional aspects of tzitzis is I see the tzitzis, right? Uzukhartem is kol mitzvos Hashem. So I see them, and through seeing them, I remember all the mitzvos. Okay. So. Exactly. I couldn't have said it myself. Okay. So the Gemara. Now, how's the Gemara deriving one from the other? Or the Gemara says, because he says, the Pasuk says, Risa Moso, right? So because it says Risa Moso, Rebbe therefore learns, one's Ma'akev the other. Why does he learn that from Risa Moso? Why does Risa Moso teach you that one's Ma'akev the other? Why does he teach you any both?
Because it's Risa Moso, it's one thing.
Risa Moso. Okay. What? Risa Moso. Risa Moso, meaning?
I see them.
I see them. Okay. So, meaning?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I agree.
That's the wrong part.
No. No, it's both. It's both. It's saying, no, you're saying that I have to see them, or I have to see them together.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be some lacking, some defect if I didn't see them together. Okay? There's something lacking there. Okay, good. The Gemara says, my time of the Rebbe.
It says, like, one after the other, Hakanaf, which is the same type as the Kanaf, presumably white. And right after that, Kilchelet.
Right.
So until you see both of them together, then you didn't really do or eat them.
Good. So if you go in the order of the pasuk, so first it says kanaf, which tells you this part here. Well, okay, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. It tells you what does kanaf teach you? You have to have strings to match the color of the beged. We use lavan because white's the normal color that, I mean, again, there's no reason why this has to be white. Right.
The color you want and all that.
Agreed. That's a misconception. This doesn't have to be white. It could be red, okay? But today, traditionally, if someone wore red talus, we would think weird thoughts about that person for whatever reason why. But there's no reason not to, or green. So what do? We use white, okay? Now, think about it. One set of strings, right, has to be the same color, right, as the garment, okay? That's kanaf. What?
When the Gemara says white, do they mean non-tchelet color? Or
correct. They mean non-tchelet color. For now. Okay. Now, then the Torah says psil tchelas. So I have to bring in another thread. Okay. So in the conventional way of learning, what does that mean? So now Rebbe's learning, so two of them need to be white or the color of the bag. And the other two have to be tchelas. Okay. Okay. I'm not tricking you guys. Simple. Okay. Then the Gemara says Rabbanan.
Mashma,
right? He says no. He says what?
Each one, you have to see each string on its own. It doesn't matter that...
Well, because it says orisem oso, as Asher tried to say, oso here doesn't mean what you were saying. Oso means something different. Oso means each... It doesn't say osum, it says oso, so which means that...
Each one individually.
Right, and therefore that implies that they're not ma'akev. And therefore...
That's the two opinions.
No, no, I understand. But then what does he do about the fact that it says, kanaf and emsil techeles? What about that? So like he ignores it. Okay? Right? It seems that way. All right. So.
Why don't you say
that? So what's the machlokas? That's what I was waiting for. So now we have a problem. Question we have to ask ourselves now is, let's just take a step back. What is the machlokas here? In other words, what kind of argument is this? One side says that it's one's ma'akev the other, right? One side says one's ma'akev the other, right? And he darshens out from the fact that he first says kanaf, then says psil tcheles, right? Put it all together, they must be one, right? The other side says, what? No? What kind of machlokas is this? How do we explain this? Just to be as honest as possible. Okay? Part of the machlokas here is that Rebbe's going to hold, how many mitzvahs are there? No, Rebbe's going to hold there's one, and Rebbe's going to hold there's two separate mitzvahs, okay? So what's the machlokas? You guys had time to think about this. What's the machlokas? Give me a svara. Explain to me the machlokas. Good, good. So I'm not disagreeing with you. I think Sean is precisely defining what it is. You're explaining the effect of what it is, the effect of what it is would have on a person, right? You're more in line with what Darius is trying to say. Yeah, you are. But I think it's simpler, we don't have to go that far. I think what Sean is saying is an easier way to, is the first step you'd have to take here. I don't want to get into Risa so yet, okay? But I'm not disagreeing. I'm just listen. In other words, he wants to say that, that Rebbe's going to hold that really it's a composite entity. Meaning, what do I have to do? In other words, I can't speak of tzitzis until I have tzitzis and lavan together. I think you used the term chaloshem, but the very entity of tzitzis emerges through blue and white, right? There's nothing to speak of if I don't have blue and white. Right, so the very entity of tzitzis itself emerges from these composites. Right, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is to say no, that I must have. Okay, I must have in the corner. I have to modify my garment. Right, I must have four strings. Okay, that turns out when the Torah says kanaf. Do you want to say anything? I forgot.
One step on top, Sean.
Okay. Right. So again, but you're still going to. You're still focusing more on the Rishama, so which is fine. Which is fine. But you're not disagreeing with Sean because you're going to say Sean's going to say that it's an entity, right? And what does this entity do? It's because it's an entity that means when a person sees it, he sees what it called in it.
That's what the entity is.
Right, right. But I want to just But I think what can I just go back to Sean? Okay. Well, I think what Sean was saying was that there's another way you could look at it. You could say that I have to have four. Let's just use the easy way. I have to have four strings on this corner, right? And modifying it now. If they're two separate mitzvahs, what you're really saying is I have to have two types of strings, okay? One type of string is this kind, and the other kind is that kind, okay? It's as easy as that. Now, Darius could be right. Darius could be right in saying that by doing that a person will see now functional value in the kanaf or tcheles. We just have to go that far. All we need for the garduman sugi is just to understand there's two ways you could look at the mitzvah tzitzit, at the structural mitzvah. You could say, is it an entity, right? Meaning composites that come together to produce an entity. Or no, they're just two types of strings, okay? There's a blue type and a white type. They're types. And when the Torah says kanaf and psil, right, it's literally telling you two different types of strings, okay? This is going to be very important. That point is going to be very important when we get into Tosfos, okay? Okay. Yes. So what does the Gemara say? The Ella Amar, well, the last one. Ella Amarava Vlo Nitzracha.
Oh, the Ella Amarava.
What I write?
I thought it was the one before. Like,
No.
There are a lot of Amaravas.
Sorry, the last one. Ella Amarava.
Where's that? Whoa.
The one right before, Vachamashir Garduman.
What?
Lama Chasamaviz.
Right.
Yeah, which
Amarava? Ella Amarava. Oh, you'll see why. Because this is the last answer the Gemara offers. Just read it. Ella Amarava. Okay, so without knowing, the Gemara has a lot of back and forths before this, and eventually the Gemara says, we need this for the case of Garduman. All you need for this Gemara to know is, this is the first mention of the word Garduman, okay? What are Garduman? Rashi. Okay, well, okay, yes, okay. Okay, so what's the case? So I have my tzitzis.
The remains of the string.
Okay, now we got to be careful here, okay? You have to know a little bit about the structure of what's going on over here to appreciate the case, okay? We can talk about the Doraisa structure or the Durabanan structure. What would you like? Durabanan? Okay, so... All right. Okay, from the Doraisa standpoint, it'd be like this, okay? You have, this is your corner, right? Everyone see this, right? Okay, this is the knot, the primary knot, okay? Then you have what's called a chulya, okay? Which can, let's say, make it simple, a minimum of 3 wraparounds, okay? And then let's say, after that, a knot, and then your string's coming off, okay? In fact, that's the original Torah, even early rabbinical version of tzitzis, okay? All right, so in that case... Well, you don't need to go do anything more than that. You're done. No, I don't know. I'm not an archaeologist. What? You'll see the Gemara adds on to this. Okay.
Oh, you mean like?
Correct. But okay, so now picture the case as follows. Okay, but it's easier to picture. Be quiet. It's easier to picture it over here. Okay, picture it here, just from a visual standpoint. Imagine what happens. All right. So now imagine my strings tear. Okay. Now, how many strings tore? We don't know, okay? We don't know. But let's say strings tear. Now, what we're not talking about, obviously, is we're not talking about, this is important, we're not talking about a string over here tearing, okay? What's going to happen if a string here tears? What? Here, over here. Look here, this. Right. Well, okay, in other words, we're not talking about where the string is no longer attached to the garment. What we're talking about here is that I have my last knot, okay? And then the string tears. Okay. What?
It's like the leftover part, string down.
No. It tore from here, yeah. Right?
That's the leftover part.
No, so all I have is this. Oh, that's what you mean by leftover.
Yeah.
Okay, fine, good. We're agreeing. Awesome. Okay.
Power,
yeah, great. Okay. So that's what garduma means. Garduma means that these strings tore. Okay? Okay, so the Gemara then says, D'i'i gardum. Which means what?
Tore.
Right. Let's say I tore my lava. Okay. So now remember, we're dealing with tcheilas and lavan here, right? Yeah. So for the strings are tcheilas and for a lavan. So let's say I tore my blue strings, mm-hmm. right? And what do I have remaining? Bekai lavan. I have white strings. Or right, e gardam lavan. Correct. Okay. The simple way of reading. Okay. Either one. Okay. The Gemara says.
Not good.
The Amri B'nai Rav Chia. Okay. So we won't take up the Gardumi Ezov, but by Gardumi Tcheles, it's Kasher. Okay. So what does that teach you? That if I, in the simple reading of the Gemara, without getting to any Rishonim, okay, what? Relax. I'll get to you. Hold on. If I rip off one of the minim, okay, and the other one's still there, it's still kosher. Okay.
I mean, it's fully off.
Well, what do you mean by fully off?
Meaning not
in all. Okay. Well, the Gemara is about to say v'kamashir. We'll see in a second. But for now, what?
What do you mean by less lamba? The actual strings are not there.
No, they're not.
They're ripped. So now, what do I have? I have a problem. I have in my anaf. I have now, let's say, a minimal representation of tcheles and a normal representation of lavan.
Right.
Okay. For now, be fine. Klar, yes. What's odd, what's strange, before we get to the actual shear issue, what's strange, what's odd? Is there anything odd?
Either it's tzitzis or it's
yeah.
not.
Well,
what do you mean? What?
How are these things
the okay, that's the question. Let me ask you a question. Yeah, exactly. See, you were able to follow, Darius. So now, let's say you said after the first svara. So the question is like this. Do I have kosher tzitzis here? Okay, no one's suggesting right now that this is what tore, right? Not this part. So what do I have here is, okay, so they're just shorter now. They're here. Now I know Darius's question is the right question to ask. Why is this a problem altogether? Why? What's the concern here? Right? Do I have my knot? Yes. Do I have my, I forgot to translate this to you. Do I have my chulia, which is going to be, what does a chulia mean, by the way? What's a chulia?
No,
it's a chulda. Chulia is a vertebrae, but here it means like a wraparound. Right? Chulia, you know, where does it mean vertebrae? Like when you bow down for Shmon Esrei, okay. So it means one, it means a wraparound, right? And then your strings, your anaf, is the strings coming off. So Darius's question is correct. What do I care? The anaf is still there.
No, it isn't.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
But 1 second, but the anaf is, okay. Okay, stop. Okay, it's a funny shear. So what's the shear, just literally, what's the shear of gardumin that I can say that it's still kosher?
Well,
Okay.
Okay.
Well. Right. You have to be able to make a knot with it. Okay. To knot it. Is it knottable? Okay. What? Right. Yeah. Okay. So whatever that is, make up an amount. How much would that be? An inch? 2 centimeters. Really? Okay. What? Go on the Gemara. So what does the Gemara say? Ibailahu. By Vikias, guys, what does Ibailahu mean? Okay, no. I know, but in every Ibailahu, you're always going to have what? And then what? There you go. Always. You'll always have two logical possibilities. All right? Ibailahu, question with two logical possibilities. What are they? What's the question?
So what does it mean to be able to tie? I'm going to glue the hadade to be able to tie all of them together. Meaning what?
Meaning I...
Do you have to be able... No, not to be able to tie...
But the question is, but what does it mean? Does it mean that I have to be able to tie all 8 strings with it? All 7 other strings with it? Or...
You have to be able... As in... If you tie 8 strings together, you know, like your classic knot, you know, you tie a loop and
right.
Them all through.
Right.
It'll still take a bigger length if you're tying.
That's for sure true.
I'm not saying you
right,
tie
for
the
sure.
String around the
right.
String.
But I want to make sure, but I don't want to lose the analytical part here, which is that there's something about when we say kedei la'anvan, right? So there's two ways you can understand that shear, right? You're definitely right. It happens to be practically that it's longer. I don't dispute that, right? Practically, it is longer. But there is something about the difference between saying to tie it around the other, to use the other strings as a reference to tying around versus the other sheet, which says, O Dilma, Kol Chad, the Chad the Chude, which means what?
Yeah, each one on its own.
Each one on its own. Meaning, okay, so which would be longer?
Yeah, hold on, what were you saying?
What does Gemara now say?
Teku.
Now, that's a big problem. What does teku mean? Okay. Now that briskers get very excited by tekus because we don't have to worry about psak here. We can just simply involve ourselves in the analytical, in the conceptual realm. What are the two logical possibilities? But then it gets a lot worse because now what does Gemara add to this? Boy, Rav Ashi.
Boy, Rav Ashi. Alime delo me andre v'ichado titane me andre mai. If you have thick strings, they're of a certain length, let's say 2 centimeters.
Okay.
We're going to say 2 centimeters. You have thick strings, and at that length, they're not able to tie.
Okay.
Had they been thinner strings, they would be able to tie.
Right.
I'm sure.
There's something about the fact that they're thicker, right? Thicker strings require more what?
That's just physically. They require more length.
Okay, to create a knot. So now here, what's the problem? So by, what I'm not disputing that, okay? So now, by the thick string, if you have what? If you have, by let's say I have, on this sitsis, I have thick and thin, okay? So what's the case?
You have a certain length that, in theory, if the sitsis strings were thinner, they would have been able to tie, but at the thick, whatever, circumference,
right
now they're not able to
tie. Okay, so they're both 2 centimeters, and the thick one I can't tie, the thin one I can, right? So now you have a problem, because... We said the shear should be kedei la'anvan. Now, what do we mean by that? We're not going to define that yet, but what do we mean by kedei la'anvan, right? So the Gemara now is fleshing it out by presenting thick and thin. What's the Gemara's answer?
My?
The Rav Ashi? Yeah. Amazing. So certainly the thick ones are good, right? Why? Because... their thickness makes their mitzvah more recognizable. Let's take Darius's issue with Orisa Moso, right? If Orisa Moso is an issue, it's easier for me to see the thicker strings and thinner ones, right? So since the thicker ones are more recognizable insofar as the mitzvah is concerned, so I don't have to be as worried about the shear. That's very problematic on so many levels, so many levels. This whole sequence of the Gemara is very, very difficult. Yeah. The Gemara says... what is the shear of gardumen, right? Kedela enough to make a knot. Methodology, right? Before you get to, what's the first thing we need to define? The first thing we need to explain.
What is that shear? Like, what does that mean?
Okay, what's that shear? Meaning, before you get into the machlokas of, is it one, multiple, whatever, first we have to understand is, what is the shear of aniva? Like, why not say, I'm going to channel my Yehoshua. There's a little bit of that in me. Why not just say, 3, or an etzba, or a tefach, or a pinky, or something like that. Why say kidei le'anvan? See, that can't be a practical reason, because if it were practical, the Gemara could have just said, oh, I'll tell you the length. It's an etzba.
Because there's two.
Okay.
That's the only way it's on.
Because you have to think about the structure of tzitzis, or you were getting here. Yeah.
Okay, well,
In other words, like this. Look at the relationship. This is why these kind of things change the way you look at doing mitzvahs, okay? Let's look at this for a second. If you notice the relationship, it's a very simple relationship, right? This is the gedil, right? Gedilim ta'aselach, that's the knot, okay? Now remember a long time ago, we spoke about this, okay? What happens when you tie your, not in my case, but what happens when you tie your shoes, okay? You have a shoelace, right? You tie the knot, and now what do you have afterwards, so to speak, right? You have the extra, I don't have that in mind. What? Well, no, you have extra, so to speak. And what is that extra there for? On a functional level, it's there to take it apart, but ultimately, it comes from the knot, meaning when I knot the tzitzis, right? So now I produce a knot here, and what comes off of it? What's the byproduct of the knot? The strings, the anaf, right? The strings come off of it, right? So what's the Gemara doing, right? It's taking your functional idea, but you just had the wrong address. It's saying, since the strings are coming off are the byproduct of the gedil, right? The quality of gedil must be present in the string. I must see, it's not that the knot has to functionally, the string has to functionally be a knot, right? It's more that I can see the idea of gedil in it. You're right, technically it has to, no, you're, yes, I agree. But I'm just saying what you're looking at when you see the string, that little bit of string left, you say, you know what? I still see the reality of string because I could gedil it. Okay? There's the ability, the concept of gedil is still present. That's what the Gemara is saying. That's the first step you take. The first step is that, I keep putting that back. A little bit there. The first step is that what do you see? You see that the idea of gedil, the structure of gedil is present in the shir gardumen. Why? Because the string comes from the gedil. Its very existence is dependent on the gedil. In other words, the Havina would say is that the strings, once I tie the knot, right? I know it's a very counterintuitive way of looking about tzitzis, but once I tie the knot, I now have tzitzis, right? So what do I care about what comes off over here? As long as my knots are present, is this a modified beged? What modifies the beged? Not the knots. Remember, this is it's a little abstract, but remember, these aren't strings. These are knots, okay? Once I make it a knot, I remove the identity of string. There's no discrete string to speak of anymore. Right. In other words, I won't go that far, but yeah. Okay. So that's the first step in the Gemara. The first step in the Gemara is this idea of the idea of gedil being present in the structure of the remaining string. Now the Gemara wants to know. Now take the next step. If this is true, what's the machlokas now to say? Why is the Gemara stuck, teku-wise? What's the machlokas to say? Is it enough to tie, so to speak, itself? Or, just to make it simple, Yoshua, other strings? Is that, all right?
What does it mean?
So you mean, right, okay, good. I won't say it that way, but okay. All right, guys, you would say it like this. In other words, the question is, do you say, in other words, what's the a knot here, right? If you look at the knot, you wouldn't get a knot without what? Right, what do you... No. Right, meaning the strings necessary to modify the garment are also necessary to produce a knot. When I look at this knot, what do I see in the knot, so to speak? I know I said abstractly the identity of discrete strings is gone, but if I actually counted them, what would I see? Well, four doubled over. So eight strings, the knot is comprised of eight strings. So of course, the reality of a ripped string must have in it the ability to make an actual halachic deal, which requires all of them. What's the other side? That's the side that has to do all seven. Yeah. What's the other side? Okay. If you look at the knot here, okay, if I asked you what's the knot comprised of, you'd say a total of, well, it's four, but doubled over. Okay, so eight strings, right? So that means, if that's true, if we're going to say that it has to be expressed in the actual leftover, the gedil, so what's a gedil? Gedil means all the strings have to be involved, right? That's the complete involvement of the strings. What's the other way to learn? It seems that way, right? In other words, it doesn't mean the halachic gedil. It just means the ability of not per se, right? As long as it has the ability of not per se, that's sufficient, okay? That seems to be the machlokas, yes. Havmina would say, the Havmina by Thick would say, it doesn't matter. The Havmina would say that I need shir kadei aniva. So as Yoshua pointed out, by the thick strings, I need a longer string. So let's say 2 centimeters is a normal to tie one string, a thin string. 4 is for a thick string. That seems to make perfect sense, right? The Maskana said, no, I can still stick with the 2 centimeter thick string, even though it can itself function to tie. Why not? Okay, so what Zev is pointing to, a more primary idea. Let's go back to our tzitzis diagram here. Remember, everyone maintains that no one says that you cut the strings off completely when you tie the knot. What's the function of these strings over here? Darius. Urisimoso, right? In other words, they enhance Urisimoso. But again, a big misconception people have. They think Urisa Moso is only this. That's incorrect. Urisa Moso is this. This whole thing. Sorry, yeah, this. Right? You're supposed to see the Gedilim. In fact, as you'll see when we go through the area, the way you tie the Gedilim, the knots, the chulyas, is way more important than the length of what's hanging off over here. This is the essence of Urisim Oso here. Urisim Oso, right? This is the byproduct, okay? I'm not saying this is not important. It's just like a big misconception. People, like, when they wear the tzitzis out, this is all they see, right? That's a mistake. If you want to really do Urisim Oso to the best of your ability, if you believe hold of that approach of wearing just the strings out, you got to see this entire thing. This. Right, this, okay? Yeah. But just to finish off, what Zev's hitting a good point. Zev is saying you see, there's a more primary idea present, which is that the strings that come off the gadil, their function is for Urisa Moso, right? So if the string is thick, right, it's already doing what for you? Urisa Moso, right? Now, when it's sheer kadeh aniva by the thin string, right, that is, exactly, that also works as Urisa Moso. Meaning we're now taking a step back and saying both these issues have to do with Urisa Moso. Thick, because it's easily visible, naturally is Urisa Moso, so the shear could be shorter. By thin, right, it has to be longer because there has to be a functional knot that's done. Or else I can't have a reason myself. But either way, it's tied to the idea of the Gedil.
No, it's not.
What?